Hi, this is Amherst Eclectic, and I stumbled across an opinion, an article about something, and I decided I was going to do a podcast on it today. This article's a little older, it's probably about 4 years old, but I thought it was interesting, an interesting subject matter. Why do women hook up? And how they feel about their hookups. And I have to say, personally, I have always wondered about this. And here's my reasons before I go into the opinion of this person who wrote about this. I've often wondered why women do it, because in my estimation, as a woman, that's, you know, to start off, most times when you're hooking up with someone, if you are just meeting someone, and the whole goal of meeting someone out at a bar or at a party or whatever you're doing, for that guy is just to have sex with you, and therefore he's not gonna care whether you have an orgasm or not. He's just not gonna care. All he's gonna care about is using you as either a sperm receptacle if you don't wear a condom, which is stupid. You should always wear a condom, or make him wear a condom, and or use a female condom for yourself if you can't get him to put one on, which I don't understand why any guy would do that and not put a condom on, but anyway. But you're either going to be that, or you're just going to be, instead of him having to go home and masturbate with his hand, or whatever he masturbates with, tool or whatever, you're just going to be his masturbation tool for that night. Because there are very few guys, I would say, I haven't slept with a lot of people, so, but from what I hear from all of my friends, all of the people I know, associates, acquaintances, people who have been brave enough to talk to me about this subject matter, guys or women, 9 times out of 10, well, maybe not 9 times out of 10, but most guys are just looking for someone to satisfy them, and they'll roll over and leave. And or just use you a few times to have an orgasm. So I've often wondered why women would not wait until they get to know somebody a little more, and that person will actually care about whether they have an orgasm or not. I mean, it's just, unfortunately, that's, you know, part of society, right? Men just don't care most times. Now, you do have the men who do care, who do want, that, you know, it's more of an ego thing for them to want to make everyone they are with have an orgasm, because it's an ego boost for them to think that they're great lovers and they can make you have an orgasm, which, I mean, if you're doing hookups, that's a positive, right? It's a positive to be with someone who's going to, you know, maybe get an ego boost out of making sure that you have an orgasm. But on the flip side of that, are you going to have an orgasm with somebody that you don't have any type of an emotional connection with? It depends on the person, right? Some women could probably have an orgasm if the man, you know, takes the time to do that. And some women may not, because they need more of an emotional attachment, right? So I've just never really understood why women would hook up, except, you know, that they're using it to maybe get that guy to see them more often or whatever. I personally, my goal in sex is, if I don't have an orgasm, then we will never be together again. And that's why hookups to me are not a good idea, because you have to get to know somebody for them to want to or desire to satisfy you as much as they satisfy themselves, right? So I don't see hookups as a really good idea. I mean, you should at least care about somebody at some level before doing that. Now, I'm not saying that people who have had hookups didn't have great sex. You know, Maybe they've known each other over time, acquaintances or whatever, and liked each other, or maybe it was somebody who had a crush on somebody. But there has to be some motivation for a man to want to give an orgasm to a woman. There has to be a motivation, right? Or they're just going to use you like a blow-up doll. And you know what? You can just go buy a blow-up doll. You don't need me, right? Or go buy yourself one of those expensive Android sex dolls that they're selling nowadays. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense if you, as a woman, are not going to have as great sex as the man is going to have. Or even have an orgasm at all. So, I've never understood doing that myself. You know? So, anyway. Here we go. We're going to read the article. Why women hook up and how they feel about their hookups. Let's see. And this is written by a man, so let's predate that. Let's prerequisite that this is written by a man. So we're getting a man's opinion, and even though I think he's a sex therapist or some sort of thing, or a sex educator, even if he is that, he's still a man. And we all know that many times men who think they are experts in something sometimes are not experts in something because they're not experts in the woman's side. So I thought it would be an interesting article to read from a man's point of view and what he's thinking, and then have myself critique what he's thinking after, even though he thinks he's an expert. Okay, this is the article from this guy. When I was an undergraduate student, the weekends usually meant parties. And Sunday brunches often consisted of friends dishing on a hookup that occurred for them at those parties. Looking back at this conversation, it's clear that my female friends seem to have pretty mixed results, both emotionally and sexually, for those encounters. For example, some describe situations where they didn't fully enjoy themselves sexually. Surprise, surprise. Meaning they didn't have an orgasm, but they still enjoyed the experience overall or some of the non-sexual aspects of it. Okay, I doubt that, but that's just me as a woman knowing that what you're hearing sometimes isn't always the truth. Okay, the fact that my friends weren't always orgasming isn't surprising in the light of what research on women's hookups has revealed. The study after study has found that women have fewer orgasms than men during sex, but this is especially true in the case of hookups. And I've discussed this in past podcasts. I'm off subject here. I've discussed this in past podcasts. The reason that women don't have as many orgasms is they're not insisting on their partners giving them an orgasm as well, which I insist on that. And I've told men in the past, if I don't have an orgasm, less time we'll ever be together. Because that's not going to happen. You're not going to have one, and I'm not going to have one, right? Okay. All right, so why are so many women hooking up despite often getting the short end of the stick? Well, like I said, they're not insisting on not getting the short end of the stick. Or, you know, the guy, short end. Okay. Perhaps some women are finding sources of satisfaction from their hookups that go well beyond the presence of absence of orgasms. Some of my colleagues and I conducted a study to explore this possibility. We thought women's reasons for hooking up might explain their varied and potentially conflicted emotional reactions and experiences. We sought to explore this through approach avoidance motivational theory. Approach motivation responds to rewards and motivation behaviors towards rewards. In this case, an individual can view this goal of having sex as a pursuit of positive outcomes because it feels good or to make an emotional connection. By contrast, avoidance motivation responds to threats and motivations behavior away from threats. In this case, the goal of sex is to the avoidance of negative outcomes. to cope with feeling lonely or to prevent a partner's anger, right? In addition to behaviors being rooted in an approach avoidance orientation, behaviors can also be self or other oriented. In other words, are you enacting a behavior for you, or are you doing it for someone else? These dimensions, approach, avoidance, and self-other, interact to result in six different distinct motivations for having sex. Approach motive includes having sex for pleasure and fun, enhancement motives, or to make an emotional connection with one's partner, intimacy motives. Avoidance motives include having sex to affirm one's self-worth or attractiveness, affirmation motives, or to avoid upsetting or angering one's partner. Partner approval motives, to avoid negative judgment by one's peers, peer approval motives, and to alleviate negative feelings, coping motives. We conducted a longitude weekly diary study involving 264 single and sexually active college women, 18 to 32, each of whom completed online surveys about their motives for hooking up. In the initial survey, each woman reported reasons why she might engage in a hookup based on the six different motivations that we just listed. For the remaining five weekly surveys, each woman reported whether she hooked up during the 7 days prior to the survey. If a hookup occurred, the woman indicated the extent to which the encounter satisfied the six domains that we just mentioned from that initial survey. She was also asked to report how she felt about the hookup in terms of 14 different positive emotions and 18 different negative emotions. If a hookup did not occur within a given week, she was asked to report on how she felt about having not hooked up using those same emotions. Out of the total 947 weekly reports completed, just over half, 53%, involved hookup encounters. Overall, 77% of the participants reported at least one hookup. Just 23%, six women, did not hook up at all over the course of the study. And among those who hooked up, 30% did so only once. 24% hooked up twice, and 25% hooked up three times, 11% hooked up four times, and 10% hooked up all 5 weeks of the study. So as you can see, it starts to come down real fast the longer it goes. So not as many hookups happening with women, right? The most common motives women reported for hooking up were enhancement and intimacy, with the least common motives being partner and peer approval. That means that we saw approach-oriented motivations for hooking up endorsed more often than the avoidance-oriented ones. Our results demonstrated three key findings. One, women who engaged in hookups for enhancement motives tended to have more positive and less negative emotions following the encounter compared to women who hooked up for other reasons, achieving pleasure, intimacy, or self-affirmation during the hookup. When that was their intended motivation, resulted in more positive and less negative emotions afterwards. And three, simultaneous feelings of both positive and negative emotions following a hookup were common, which that's not surprising. In fact, most women, 63 to 71%, reported a variety of positive feelings following a hookup, coupled with a low degree of some negative feelings. Positive emotions included feeling contented, enthusiastic, excited, happy, joyful, and or satisfied. Whereas negative emotions included feeling anxious, discontented, dissatisfied, guilty, regretful, sad, shameful, unhappy, and or worried. Even when participants reported high levels of feeling ecstatically enthusiastic and excited following their hookup, most also reported some degree of remorse. characterized by a combination of shame, guilt, and regret. We speculate that these negative feelings are likely related to the prevalent, albeit diminished in recent years, stigma around women engaging in uncommitted sex and the risk of STIs, sexually transmitted, and unintended pregnancies. Putting these results together, hooking up for enhancement motives was consistently associated with the most favorable emotional outcomes, more positive and less negative feelings. By contrast, hooking up for peer or partner approval or coping motives generally led to worse outcomes via greater feelings of remorse. Interestingly, intimacy motives were not related to emotional outcomes, but hookups that satisfied intimacy motives were emotionally positive. This may suggest that for intimacy, what happens during the hookup may be most influential. These results point to the problem with trying to characterize hookups as uniformly good or bad for women. Sometimes these experiences are positive, other times they're negative, and yet other times they are simultaneously beneficial and problematic. So, while women may not always reach orgasm during a hookup, they can find the experience satisfying if it achieves their motivations for engaging in it in the first place. So, yeah. I'm not real sure that, you know, again, studies done by men, a study done by a man, and they're basically saying that, you know, most women have other motivations for hookups. I'm going to go right back to what I was talking about before. You know, you can state that, and these women could have taken a survey and blah, blah, blah. But what I've heard most of all, personally, from other women in all my years, from teenage years on up, is that hookups are not enjoyable most times for women. And many times women are doing them, having a hookup, because they either want to get involved with somebody or they think it's going to turn out differently every single time. You know, it's sort of like people who keep doing something, you know, the definition of crazy is you keep doing the same thing expecting a different result. Well, if women are hooking up with men and they expect that they're going to have orgasms every single time they're with somebody, a different guy, it's probably not going to happen. And again, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I'm not saying that there aren't men who pride themselves in making sure that every partner that they're with, whether it be a hookup or someone that they've known for a while, has an orgasm. There are men who pride themselves in that. Or should I say, once they've learned how to, how they can give every woman an orgasm, once they become experienced in love making a little more, or sex a little bit more, whatever you want to call it. You know, like I said, I've been with people who I've had to teach to, you know, most women don't say anything to the guys that they're with. They just say, well, they don't know what they're doing, and they move on, right? Or they break up with them because every single time they have sex with them, it's horrible, so they don't say anything. And I have been with a couple of people who were horrible, and I have flat out told them, that's it, never again. And I think I've spoken about an ex that actually begged me to let him try again because he was really in love with me, and I said, I just don't know how you can't know that if the person you are having sex with is not having an orgasm, how you can think that that was an enjoyable experience for someone over and over and over again. How do you think that you are a decent lovemaker if you are not providing an orgasm for the other person, or if the other person is faking it? Or there may even be guys that so many people have faked it with them that they don't know what it feels like for a woman when a woman is having an orgasm. You can feel when a woman is having an orgasm, whether it be small or large, you know, long or short, you're going to feel her having that orgasm. you know, just as we can feel you having an orgasm and deflating, right? You're going to feel a woman's, you know, vibrations, undulations, whatever, within her vagina. You're going to feel that. You're going to feel someone tighten up. You're going to feel someone loosen up. I mean, come on. You cannot be that blind or uneducated to know that you are not going to feel when a woman has an orgasm. So, most guys, I would say, know when they're just using somebody and that they really don't care if that person has an orgasm. And that is just a product of society, of living in a patriarchal, misogynist society where men think they can just use women for their own pleasure and they really don't care what happens on the other end to that female, right? They don't care if she's having pleasure or not, just so they are. They're just using that person for her body. They don't care. And again, why would you want to be with anyone like that, whether you're having a hookup or whether you're having a relationship with somebody? I mean, you know, that's why hookups, I think, are not a good idea on either side. The other thing it does for men is it just teaches them to just think about themselves, come quickly, and, you know, and then they don't learn how to, you know, make sex last longer, make an orgasm last longer, or to stay erect long enough to give an orgasm to their partner. So they're basically not just cheating the woman, but they're cheating themselves out of an experience that can be really actually pretty wonderful. And again, even if it's just for an ego boost, when you're having a one-night stand or a hookup, it can actually make you feel really good that you have given someone an orgasm. Vice versa. If a woman, it makes a woman feel good, it makes a man feel good if they've made each other happy sexually. So I don't quite understand why men wouldn't want to do that, because there's a whole other level that they're not experiencing, a whole, you know, several levels that they're not experiencing in life. They're cheating themselves out of experiencing that positive thing of, you know, both partners being happy, having orgasmed, both of them on each side, and maybe being able to have several orgasms in one night, you know? So, typically, I would think, if you don't make a woman orgasm the first time, she maybe might try it a second time with you, but then once you hit the third time, she's probably gonna be like, I'm out. So instead of you being able to, you know, maybe that's why so many women get up and leave. Maybe that's why so many men get up and leave, because they know that they can't do it, you know? I can't tell you the number of women who've come back to me after they've been with somebody and told me that the guy couldn't get it up, or he couldn't keep it up long enough, and that he was awful in bed. We do talk about this, guys. We do tell other women. We let them know, don't go that way. Don't sleep with him, because he doesn't care. He doesn't care whether you have an orgasm or not. He's awful. And they'll go into detail whether they tried more than once or, you know, gave the guy more chances to try and help them have an orgasm or whatever. And they will go into details about all the other stupid things that happened, you know. So women do talk. Just as much as men talk. You will get a reputation. People will find out. And you will have less and less people interested in going home with you on your little one-night stands. And it'll get around. I mean, I think even women would pull somebody aside that was talking to you if they knew, if they're one of the women who's gone home with you, you know, and tell that woman, right? The other thing that you have to watch out for, ladies, is men who drink, men who do drugs, men who are overweight and out of shape. They usually cannot keep it up. It's just 1, 2, 3. You know, having an orgasm or getting an erection involves blood going into the penis and enlarging and hardening, and you have to be healthy for that to happen. If you're not healthy, then that's not going to happen. So you're going to end up with a guy who isn't going to satisfy you, right? And he may get off on, you know, seeing you naked or touching you or whatever, and he may have his little orgasm, but he may never get hard, he may never get totally erect, because he's unhealthy, because he drinks, he smokes, he does pot, he does drugs. I think recently they put out a report that smoking pot is equal to smoking nicotine. You're going to get the same bad health benefits because you're sucking in smoke just like you do when you smoke cigarettes. I mean, it's logic. I don't know why anyone didn't know that. And the only reason that you keep hearing that it's, you know, healthy, etc., is because people are trying to pass legalizing pot and marijuana in all states. It's not healthy. It's not a healthy thing to do. And the other thing it does is it raises your risk for heart disease. And they've found that. I guess there's been long enough studies now that have been done that they're finding all of these health problems. And no surprise, I mean, if you take a drug, which pot is a drug, long enough, it's going to have adverse effects on your health. And one of the things that I've known since forever is that it has adverse effects for men being able to have erections, and for women, same thing, for them to be able to have orgasms, and same thing for men. They can't keep it up, they can't have orgasms. So you're not going to have a great sexual experience with someone who's smoking pot all the time, or drinking all the time, or doing drugs all the time. And if someone isn't while you're starting out a relationship with them, and then they slowly start to do it as your relationship goes on, you are going to notice a difference. Same thing with people who don't work out, who don't take care of themselves, who don't eat right. So you have to really watch who you're with. And that takes getting to know people. So I know people who are desperate for one, you know, getting, having intimacy, having sex, and all these stories about, oh, let's go out and have sex. Well, you have to understand that you're going to be giving up a lot for a one-night stand with somebody you don't know. It can be awkward. It can be unfulfilling. But I'm sure there are times when it's great. I'm sure there are times when it's just amazing, you know, because both partners are wanting to try and make the other partner happy, right? But I would say most times it's not, because it's usually one-sided on one side or the other. Either the guy wants to, you know, just have sex and have an orgasm, and he doesn't care about that person, which I would say that's pretty much most guys if they're having a hookup. Or the woman, vice versa, feels the same way. She doesn't care whether he has an orgasm or not. She's only interested in her own self, right? And there are lots of things that you can buy to ensure that you will be able to keep an erection, like we've talked about. The O-rings that you can put on a penis, sliding down to the bottom, keeps the blood in the penis so that the erection stays longer. You know, there's different things that you can buy that, you know, that's a little O-ring you can put in your pocket, just like you put in your condoms, men. If you have problems keeping it up on your one-night stands, try that. It might work. So, you know, same thing with women. There are things that you know, there's topical things that you can put on that help you to have an orgasm. You can learn how to touch yourself while you're having sex. You know, play, you know, touch your clit or whatever while you're having sex to make yourself come. Or you can teach that person who's with you in the moment what to do. Most times they're probably not going to know what to do because they're only concerned about themselves, which is probably why they're going around having one-night stands and they're not in a relationship. So, same thing on the women's side, you know? There's usually a reason why people are having one-night stands or meeting people in bars. There's something wrong emotionally or relationally with them that they're out doing that. Most people would like to meet someone, get to know them, and then have, you know, intimacy or sex, right? And so that it's better, so that it's a great event. And women, you don't need to be going out and finding men. If you just want to have an orgasm or have great sex, you can do that for yourself. Buy any number of vibrators, any number of sex toys, any number of topicals to help your orgasm. There are so many things you can do as a woman where you don't need a man. And you can have that orgasm and you can fantasize about someone that you actually want to be with that maybe you're too afraid to talk to or tell that you care about them or, you know, whatever. You can fantasize. Same thing with guys. They can masturbate as well. There's really no reason to go out and risk not just, you know, getting a sexually transmitted disease, but risk your life with a disease that you might get. Anywhere from HIV to hepatitis to, you know, sexually transmitted diseases. And we can go on and on with a list of those, right? So, you want to make sure that you're being careful if you are having one-night stands or hookups. But again, I really don't think that for women, having a hookup is a positive thing. Again, sometimes it can be. Sometimes you get lucky and you meet a guy who actually cares whether you are going to have a good orgasm or not. But I think that's rare. Most times, if a man is just hooking up with somebody, he's just going to use you like you are a blow-up doll. And he's not going to really care how many times you have an orgasm or if you have an orgasm. He's just going to keep jumping on you and using you as somewhere to stick his you know what. And do whatever he wants. And that's not an enjoyable experience for you because you have to get excited. You have to be aroused. And if he doesn't care whether you are excited or aroused, then sex could also be painful with that person. Particularly if you are using a condom and you don't have any kind of lubricant, you know, if you're not getting excited and your body's not producing that lubricant that typically your vagina will produce if you are aroused and excited, then it could be painful for you. So, I'm not really sure that these studies done by men, like this study was done, are accurate. You know, I'm sure there are a lot of women out there having hookups, but I really don't know that I have ever heard many women tell me that their hookups, one-night stands, are all that enjoyable. There's always disappointment in the other person, the man, who is, you know, doesn't really care whether they enjoy it or not. And I've rarely heard that a guy does care. And, you know, it's a pleasant thing to hear, but most men don't. And it's because they're raised to think that women are just something that they use, which is why most women don't have orgasms. But I also blame that on the women themselves. They need to step up and say, hey, if I don't have an orgasm, this ain't happening again. You better learn how to start giving me orgasms, or you can just go find somebody else, right? And, you know, you have to put the effort in on both sides. Both men and women have to make sure that they are keeping their partner, whether it's a hookup or an intimate relationship, long-term relationship, you need to make sure that you are doing your part to make the other person happy. And when you do, it's incredible. It's incredible when you know that both you and your partner are having this amazing sex, and that brings both partners back wanting to have more sex and more sex and more sex because it's so incredible every single time. That's the goal you want to go for. You want to go for the goal that, you know, your partner is going to want to have more sex with you. You know, and that's why, guys, you need to learn about the female body, learn about how to make women have an orgasm, and you know, what that takes and how that works and how a woman's body works, which I've talked in other podcasts about that. You know, you need to learn all that, which is why I do these podcasts, so that even in a hookup, even in a one-night stand, that woman is going to walk away from that experience saying, that was some of the best sex I've ever had. Because you took the time to make sure that she was also enjoying the experience. So that she can walk away from you with a positive experience and go brag about what a great lover you are. There is a reason that men who are good lovers get talked about. because they actually take the time to care. And they're just caring about someone. They may not know them all that well, but at least they're caring about them as another human being in an experience of sex that, okay, if I'm going to enjoy this experience, I also want this woman to enjoy this experience. And I'm going to do what I need to do, just like she's doing what she needs to do to make me happy. I'm going to do what I need to do to make her happy. And if you do that, you will become talked about a legend. People will be like, whoa, he's great in bed, you know? And women will want to sleep and over and over and over, right? Just like if you are in a relationship and you have great sex, your partner isn't going to want to have sex with you over and over and over. If your partner doesn't want to have sex with you, it's because you're not giving them what they need. You need to sit down and discuss what they need, and then your sex life will revive. I have never been in a relationship where either my partner or I were not happy in that sexual relationship, because we made it a point to make sure that we made it a point to make sure we were happy sexually. And, you know, it's not just in the bedroom, but outside the bedroom too. All of that has to click. You know, I've often said that sex is more, it's not just about what you do in the bedroom, it's also what you do all day to make that person feel special, to make that person feel loved, to make that person feel like they are the most important thing in your life. That then in turn makes the time in the bedroom really great, really hot, and really amazing. Because you know this person cares about you and loves you, and they're willing to do whatever it takes all through your life, every single day, to make sure that you are happy, and vice versa. You're making sure that they are happy. Therefore, sex is great. So when someone has a great sex life, it's because they're checking all those points all day long. You know, making sure that their partner is happy in life. Also happy in the boudoir. And taking the time to do the things they need to do in the bedroom to make sure that their partner has a wonderful orgasm, has another wonderful orgasm, has another wonderful orgasm. And it can happen. I know you hear these celebrities and these people who come out and say that they have sex 4 or 5 times a night and they have an orgasm every single time. It's possible. It can happen. And I know everybody's like, oh, that's not possible. Yes, it is. If you are treating your partner right in life, and you are treating your partner right in the bedroom, it can happen every single time. When it doesn't happen is when you're not treating your partner right during your life or in the bedroom. Or you're not treating him right in life and then you try to treat him right in the bedroom. Well, that's not going to work either, because emotionally someone has to want to be with you. Emotionally, someone has to feel like you love them in order for everything to go right in the bedroom. Or if you're doing everything right outside of the bedroom and then it's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, once you get into the bedroom, that's not good either. You have to do equally as much in and out of the bedroom. You have to be a caring, perceptive person who's asking questions, who's asking, how can I make you feel good? Who's asking, what can I do for you during the day? You know, can I help you around the house? Can I help you around the yard? Can I help you take care of the kids? Can I, whatever. You know, you have to be that kind of a partner in order to have really great sex. You know, and some people might settle for less. They shouldn't have to. And you shouldn't make your partner settle for less. You know, because even if they are possibly having an orgasm, if they are settling for less, they're not having the best orgasm that they can have, right? You want to be the person in their life that will be the best lover they have ever freaking had, outside of the bedroom and inside of the bedroom. You want to be the person that they're like, oh my God, I'm so ecstatically happy with this person. Through the whole day, through the whole life you have together. That's the goal you're going for. Because in the end, your partnership with a person who you are either living with, in a committed relationship with, or you're married to, should be the most important relationship for you. And you need to make sure that that relationship's working well. If you do, great sex comes, right? So that's just my opinion on hookups. I really don't think hookups are the best idea. I'm not saying I've never had a hookup. I have. I'm not saying that I didn't do it. I did. And they were not positive experiences for me. They were not. And that's when I learned, you know what? I have to know someone. I have to at least care about them. I may not have to be in love with them, but I have to at least care about them enough. And they have to care about me enough to want that experience in the bedroom to be an amazing experience. Right? So that's just been my experience, not just on my own, but with all the women that I've talked to and some men that I've talked to, right? Most men, I mean, unfortunately, they're willing to settle for just a quickie. And that, to me, is sad. Most guys are just having awful sex, and they don't even know how wonderful sex could be if they really took it to the next level and made sure that they and their partner had an orgasm. And then they could see, I mean, I think that's why, you know, when people get with certain people, you know, all of a sudden they're like, wow, I didn't know it could be like this. Well, that's because you finally decided to care about someone else more than you care about yourself, right? So eventually a guy will fall in love with somebody and be like, oh my gosh, sex is so incredible. Well, it's because for the first time you're actually pleasing the other person instead of totally thinking about yourself all the time. So it's not that sex is so incredible, it's just that you finally decided to think about someone else besides yourself when it comes to sex. I mean, fair point, right? Until next time, let me know what you guys are thinking. Let me know if there's subject matter you want me to explore, talk about on the podcast. Let me know if you want to come on the podcast and discuss something with me. Maybe be a guest on my podcast if there's a point you want to make or a subject matter you want to talk to. Or, you know, if things you want to add to maybe things that I've said on the podcast. Let me know. Message me. Until next time, Amorous Eclectic.